Hi, is this Jessica?
It is.
Hi, Jessica. This is Michael Moon from Brook Communications, Rural Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I am doing really great. Thank you. I was wondering if now was a good time to chat briefly about Heather.
Sure.
Could you tell us a little bit about why you decided that you'd like to nominate her for the Wish?
So I met Heather because my daughter, Rose, is dating Heather's son, Ricky. And Heather is a single mom. She's raising two kiddos, one who just graduated and then one who's in junior high. She's got some pretty significant health problems. My understanding is that she had COVID a couple of times and has permanent lung damage from long COVID.
Oh, wow.
She's in the hospital for months. She's on oxygen. Her mobility is pretty limited. She uses a walker or a wheelchair to get around, mobility scooters at stores, things like that. A couple of months ago, she had pretty intense abdominal pain and was in the hospital again for like another week or two because she had an intestinal blockage, and she just had a lot of problems. Dad isn't in the picture and isn't really contributing. He's disabled as well, so there's no income coming in from that. So she does her best with what she has to provide for her kiddos. And Ricky really is a great kid, and a lot of the responsibility falls on him when it comes to getting everyone around. Heather's not able to work outside the home. She kind of does some work from home stuff, but she can't drive or anything like that. So Ricky takes her to doctor's appointments. He's responsible for picking up his sibling at school and getting them to where they need to go and all of that stuff. They're just a family that's kind of had a rough go of things and are doing the best they can with what they have, but it's not a lot.
Gotcha. So tell me about the problem with the car that Ricky uses to get everybody around.
Right. So right now the windshield is cracked, and as it's gotten colder, the crack in the braking's gotten worse and worse. It's spidering. The heater doesn't work. There's been some intermittent like electrical battery things that have happened. They've had to get it jumped a couple of times. They replaced the battery once or twice. And Ricky does the best he can, like watching YouTube videos and talking to family friends and stuff to try to keep it going. But he's only an 18-year-old kid who doesn't really know what he's doing.
Well, I will tell you, it seems that everybody is getting on YouTube these days and trying to fix cars, even my daughter as well. So good for Ricky to make that effort.
Yeah, there just isn't a lot of money for, you know, anything. And they don't have a lot, and it would just be great for them to have Christmas. They have, you know, they welcomed my daughter as part of their family. They welcomed me in for Thanksgiving. They're great people, but they don't have a lot, and Christmas is, you know, probably going to be pretty limited for them. So any help they could get, I know that they would appreciate.
Hello?
Hi, is this Heather?
Yeah?
Hi, Heather. This is Michael Moon. I'm calling from the Brook Communication Rogue Credit Union Wish Upon a Star program.
Oh, hi.
Well?
Hi.
Hi. I'm guessing you might have heard of the Wish Upon a Star program.
I have, yes.
Okay. Someone very close to you nominated you because they felt like you might need a little extra support right now during the holiday season.
Oh.
Yeah. And if you're willing to share your story, I would love to hear about it.
Well, yeah, sure. What do you want to know?
First off, they said that you have been dealing with COVID, and you've been in the hospital in and out, and having some car issues.
I've had 5 separate bouts of COVID, and I ended up on oxygen. I've been in the hospital several times, and I'm struggling with a lot of long COVID issues.
You said 5 times?
Yes.
Wow.
I have autoimmune diseases that that make me a lot more susceptible to catching just about anything that comes around the pike anyway. And then the first couple times that I had COVID, it was before they had the vaccinations or even the tests and everything.
Gotcha.
So, I'm a single disabled mom living here in Roseburg. Yeah, we are having some car problems. Our only car is acting up. So my son's car, but he's my only transportation. So
gotcha. So your son Ricky is the one that has been driving around and taking care of stuff and doing the shopping for you. Is that correct?
Yeah, he gets me all my doctor's appointments and stuff.
Got holidays coming up, and I would imagine with all your bills and going in and out of the hospital and dealing with obviously
fight.
So just to let you know, the person that nominated just thinks the world of you and Ricky, and wanted to nominate you because they just thought that you could use some help, and that's where we come in to be able to grant you a wish. What do you think?
Man, thank you.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So let me tell you what I can do for you.
Okay.
Well, the first thing is we got to get that car fixed. I understand you're having some problems with the heater, and sounds like you probably need a tune-up or something checked on.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think that it's gotten an oil change in recent times either. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, our friends over at Midas are going to help fix the heater, get the tune-up, and do what we need to do to get that car right.
Oh, right on.
I understand that you're having a windshield problem.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
That I'm afraid is gonna grow with time. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know the feeling with the growing cracks in the windshield. You don't need to tell me. Well, we have Novus Glass is stepped up to make sure we get that windshield fixed. So they'll take care of that.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I know to get around for Ricky, and I understand Ricky's not the only child you have?
No, I also have Alex, Rick's brother. Alex is 13.
So what I want to do, there's an amazing group called the Rat Rod Roundup, and they heard about your story, and they are donating $500 worth of gift certificates to Walmart.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow. That is amazing.
You feel like you got an angel in your corner, don't you?
I really do. This is amazing. Thank you.
All right. And there's one more thing, and we always like to top it off. Our good friends over at Abby's are giving out gift cards, $25 gift cards for pizza. So maybe for Christmas, you could do a nice celebration with your boys and share an Abby's pizza on them, okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. Nice. I really appreciate this. That's going to make a big difference this year. Thank you so much.
I wish I could give you the world, but at least we could get that car up and running and get your kids some new clothes or whatever they need out at Walmart to make life a little bit easier.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You are so very welcome.
You made my whole day.
I'm so happy that we could do that for you, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and just know there are people out there that love you, Heather, and they love your family.
Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome.
This is wonderful.
Happy holidays from Rogue Credit Union and News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.